Okay, good. So let's do it. Let's seriously do some sound writing in the classroom.
Right now, here in our introduction?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of acting here, right? I mean, performance is an aspect of sound writing sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So let's pretend, okay? Let's pretend that right now we're teaching a class and we're so excited, hypothetically, about all this sound writing stuff that we rush out and we assign something to our students. Like right now. I mean, like what should we ask them to do? Okay, so we're writing teachers, right? So let's ask a student to take some alphabetical writing, like an essay that he already wrote, and ask him just to like record himself reading it. That's easy enough.
I think that's something most of my students could handle. So read an essay you've already written. Make a recording of yourself reading your essay aloud.
Okay, just a quick note to you here, listeners. We didn't want to play an actual clip of an actual student reading an actual essay out loud right here in the introduction, so we asked our friend Eric Detweiler to step in.
All right, let's give that a listen.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as to the history of the art and its present-day applications may be of service. While popular interest in the subject has gone forward by leaps and bounds within the last 2 or 3 years, it has been a matter of scientific experiment for more than a quarter of a century. The wireless telegraph was invented by William Marconi.
Hey,
at Bologna,
Courtney?
Italy,
I don't want to interrupt.
What's up?
And in his first experiment,
I don't want to be rude. I feel like it would be rude if I just started talking over him.
Then don't talk over him.
The wireless telephone was invented by the author of this book.
Okay, if this were a real student, I wouldn't talk over him. I'd respect his work, and I would be quiet, and I would listen carefully, and I'd help him improve it.
But you're feeling critical, I guess?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I'm feeling a little bit critical, I have to say.
Okay, I thought so. So what is it? Surely there's more to sound writing than this.
Waves was, in turn, sent out in the form of electric waves.
How would you know you are not listening?
Okay, I know. But I listened to the beginning, right? But I'm serious. Sound writing has to be more than just a boring recitation of words written for the page. Right? I mean, surely we had all that excitement a few minutes ago. We were listing all the great things that sound writing can be. But I think we had more in mind than just this.
Yeah, I definitely had something different in mind when we were talking earlier. Something more crafted, more engaged with the composition process. Something like that.
Yeah, I think we're really going to have to dig further in if we're going to understand what's happening here.
Before we'll be able to say if reciting words alone is or is not sound writing.
I like that.